T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Sideline reporter for Bears Radio, WBBM.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Our conversations with Mark Grody brought to you by global biotech company Horizon Therapeutics, where our mission to transform patients' lives is personal. What's up, Moby Dick?
What's happening, Parko and Spiegs? It's a very positive energy up here. I should say an excited energy because it's vacation time. Always interesting when the bye week hits. I mean, even in the locker room yesterday, you could kind of feel it like that. We're getting the hell out of here. It was a loss, but it felt like in some ways a win just because it is the bye week for this team that, and it seems like this is what we say about teams on the bye always, they could really use the bye week. So that's kind of where things are for the Bears right now.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's the last day of school before Christmas break,
That's it, Speaks. That's it. No matter what's going on in your life, personal wins, losses, it's like, yo, I'm out of here.
That's right. I'm out of here. I'm going sledding. I'm gonna have hot cocoa. I'm gonna play so much video games.
Well, it's funny, guys, because a lot of times we moan and groan as reporters up here if things aren't running exactly on time. They were actually running earlier. The players were like, let's do it now. Let's get the heck out of here. So that created a little bit of a stir up here with some of the early talkers today. But it's all good. And in this Bears hit, guys, you're going to hear from Equanimeous St. Brown, who everybody is blaming for Justin Fields' first interception in crunch time of that game. Also, Jalen Johnson, your guy, will make an appearance in this Bears hit. You'll be very surprised when you hear the answer of whether or not he's on a Pro Bowl trajectory. But let's start with the head coach, Matt Eberflus. And as you guys know, earlier in the season, Matt Eberflus would give very non-committal answers when evaluating Justin Fields. And he is starting to become more willing to share. In this cut, it has to do with things that superstar quarterbacks do.
Do you see him as a guy who can develop, a quarterback who can develop into the guy who wills performance out of his teammates, wills performance? Is that what it takes to turn these losses into victories?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I would say yes, I believe that to be true. I know the man inside after being with him for a year, and the grit he has and the talent he has. No question he's going to get it done.
How about that?
I mean, yeah. That's big, a big, huge difference from the tone earlier this year. But Parkins, you sound skeptical.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's I'm glad he's seeing the reality of the reality. You know, like what at this point, what else is there but to give an endorsement to Justin Fields, man?
But don't you think that he, as a defensive coach, has spoken and acted like a guy all year who understands the value of the quarterback position? He's not like he's a team builder and a culture builder, but he knows that quarterback trumps all. He knows it.
Absolutely, he's been great on it. I think he sounded really good about it. I just I think to be a skeptic of Justin Fields now, Grody, is to sound ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean, this whole season has been about, to some degree, us as reporters trying to get answers out of the talent evaluators like Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles, trying to hear from them that this is their guy, that you could, you know,
right,
say whatever you want about a guy, but it's starting to sound like we are getting the answer to that question. I understand what you're saying, Danny. It's like, duh, of course, but it is an answer. It is okay. We have played, what, 13 games this season? And it's starting to sound like, while Justin Fields still has a ways to go to complete the process of being a complete quarterback, it is sounding like they are willing to say, without hesitation or ambiguity, that he is their quarterback. And I do think that that's a big change in tone, and I think it's a significant moment, too.
Okay. Hey, I mean, I'll defer to you on the significance of the moment. I remember we had why am I blanking on his name? Joe Davis. We had Joe Davis on, and he was before he called his fourth game, and he was like, what's the difference between the beginning of the year and now? He was like, oh, well, now they know that Fields is their guy. And back at the beginning of the year, they didn't. Like,
That's true.
In his private conversations, you know? So I just think it has been so readily apparent and obvious on the field the last 6 weeks that if they had doubts that Fields was their guy, they might be blind football evaluators.
Mark Grody, we talked a lot about Luke Getsy on this show already, and some of the situational play calling that was quizzical. After the scramble drill and the N'Keal Harry Guagi moment on the 50-50 ball up there, that's one of the times where they ended up very conservative, oddly so.
Yeah, hell of a catch by Harry. You would think that right after that they would start taking shots to get the ball either in the end zone or closer to it. They did not. The question is in the answer here right now as well. I left that in, so give everybody full context on what we're talking about here from Matt Eberflus on Luke Getsy.
When you get the long ball to Harry, and then you check down for -2, and you run twice, and then you're kicking the field goal, were you okay with those play calls? And was there a thought that, okay, we got a little momentum in the pass game, let's keep going that way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can always, you know, criticize play calls. You know, people, that's part of the game, right? That's, you know, part of the fun of the media and part of the fun of the fans, of course. But the way I see it is that you know, those were good play calls. If you look at the execution of the run on the one on the third down, if we kick out that, you know, that three technique and run that trap the correct way, that thing is hitting on the safety. So we just got to do a better job of that. I thought it was a good play call and good design.
Yeah,
it's funny, Coach. You know, I can't dispute it. Like, execution is what it is, right? Like, the plays are designed to work if they are executed correctly.
All of them.
All of them.
Every play. Yeah.
It's like every play could come down to execution. Now, sometimes the other team is just better, but like even there's a video going around of the all-22 of that pass out to Claypool on the left that gets stuffed. One of the plays that you hated.
Sideways screen.
Lost a yard, right.
Yeah. Yep. And Pettis just completely blows a block.
Sure.
You know, so it's like if Pettis makes that block, Claypool probably picks up the first down and the play call works.
Yeah, but
it's a weird thing. Like, coaches can always fall back on, well, we just didn't execute.
Absolutely.
They always can do it.
Absolutely. But in this case, it's not just that. I also feel like you have an opportunity the rest of this year to give your quarterback a chance to make a play and learn from it. And we'll talk about some specific plays with Justin maybe in a little bit. There's some plays that it's been obvious he's learning from and developing and more chances to do it. So why not take that opportunity to give Justin a chance to make plays, you know, at a moment like this, in addition to what's best to try and execute.
Yeah, and also in the name of what you guys were talking about, how there are, you know, a missed block, like Danny said, how there are other things happening on plays that we don't know about, which brings me to our next subject, and that's Equanimeous St. Brown, and that was the interception that Justin Fields threw on what could have been a potential go-ahead drive in crunch time, something that we've all been waiting to see Justin Fields do and do more of, and that is to, you know, win games, and that's part of the superstar package as well. And the popular thing has been that was on Equanimeous St. Brown and not Justin Fields. I will tell you that when I was watching the play from the sideline, it felt like, you know, the one thing that I even said this on the air, that it looked like Justin Fields was staring down Equanimeous St. Brown. But St. Brown, it seems like, has taken the blame for it. Here's what he had to say on Fields' first pick, which was intended for EQ.
Can you take us through what went wrong on the interception, the first interception where Justin was targeting you?
I mean, like I said, they squat on routes. They squat on curl routes, and he's a good player. He made a great play on the curl route that I ran, and yeah, I got to try to get that ball out sooner. Yeah.
Was that the only coaching point for you on that, was to kind of maybe make a better play on the ball?
Yeah, I mean, he made a great play. Like, he was sitting right at the depth of my route, so I just got to try to, you know, get that ball out.
Well, it's impressive restraint not to rip Jair Alexander in some way. I mean, I know the dude made a play, but you made plays on him as well. And I thought Jair Alexander's comments yesterday, which we read earlier, were super mean to EQ St. Brown.
Yeah.
His former teammate. Like, that was.
Did he respond at all to that?
He did not. I'll be honest with you. I was not there for that. That, like I told you, everything was run. It was wild. Like, there was two reporters in the room for Equanimeous St. Brown. And thank you to Alex Shapiro of NBC Sports Chicago, mm-hmm. who was nice enough to share this audio with me. But so I was not part of it. And yeah, nowhere in there is that, you know, executed.
Man, because it overall, I thought Justin and Tom Thayer called him out for this morning a little bit. Like a little bit of a, not a bus toss, but willing to talk about teammates who didn't quite get things done, including EQ on that play.
Well, I would love to know, like, one thing that we have never really got, sometimes we learn whose fault it was on an interception, but not always. I'd always like to know if that's not Justin Fields' fault. You know, we talk about, you know, the high interception rate late in game, and generally high interception rate relative to how much Justin Fields throws. I'd love to know who, you know, whose fault it is. I think that is helpful. Instead of just looking at a quarterback's numbers and saying, you know, he's got, you know, 18 picks to 17 interceptions, and I hate to do the cliche, there's a story behind every interception, but there kind of is. And I like knowing this. I like knowing that it might have been Equanimeous St. Brown's fault and not Justin Fields' fault.
Yeah, it looked like it was, and I think that it could be shared blame on some of it, right?
It's sure.
Sometimes there's a complete sack, sometimes it's a half sack, right? Like, I think it can be 80-20 on that one was on the receiver. You know, like, Fields maybe needs to know and consider the receiver that he's targeting and where the corner is, but Equanimeous St. Brown needs to be faster out of his route and make a better play on the ball and use his big frame to not let Jair Alexander get in front of him, right? So I think it'd be a combination of a lot of things. We're going to talk to Jalen Johnson at 5:00, but he was in front of the assembled press corps, and I assume most of the media did not miss out on Jalen because he's so awesome to talk to.
Well, he was the grand finale today. So, or maybe it was Eberflus, but he was second. Yeah, he was great as he always is. And I am looking at this cut right now, guys, and I do apologize for this. Because I should have alerted Chris Tannehill and Adam Stanzinski. There's a bad word in the cut about whether or not he's on a Pro Bowl trajectory. You guys didn't happen to listen to that and bleep that out, did you guys? Yes, no. Yes, no. No. Yes.
I'm seeing some scrambling on the other side. I'm thinking.
Hold on. We'll get it. We'll get it.
Yeah, the other one first.
Okay. I'll play the other one first. Yeah. Oh, if you guys can work that fast, that's amazing.
You've really upset the water in the Boyquarium across the glass.
Hey. 3-2-1. It was my fault. Usually I like to tip you guys. Tip everybody off to when there's a swear, and I forgot to do it because I was a little bit rushed today because you guys moved up my time. See, I just blamed you guys.
Yeah, you did. That was crafty. I mean, you spoke 3 hours ago, in fairness, but okay. Go ahead.
Jerk. So here
you're condescending people.
Yeah, you kind of.
Whoa.
So. No, here's how he said it. You condescending piece of crap. That's kind of how he said it.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense.
Corey, we go to your first cut if you want. We're back on track for cut number one. I don't want to throw your game off.
Look
here.
How
you
quick they are.
That is so good. Seriously, I thought I just ruined this whole hit.
Shout out to Tyler Butabar, who's cutting Bears tape today. Happens to have had the exact thing that Grody wanted in there and edited.
All right, go to the clip.
Buter bro. I call him Buter bro. Jalen Johnson, this is such a great – asked if he thinks that he is going to – if he is an all-pro status this year, if he could hit that mark.
Do you think you've had a Pro Bowl season, and do you think it's difficult to get that recognition, A, when you don't have the picks, and B, when you're on a 3-10 team?
I'm going to say no in the fact of I feel like Pro Bowl comes from popularity, and I feel like popularity comes from making highlight plays. And I wouldn't feel that I've had enough highlight plays to be able to say, oh, like I'm a Pro Bowl caliber, or like I deserve the Pro Bowl. I think I'm a Pro Bowl caliber person or player. Hell yeah. But I feel like it comes with, like you said, the picks are looked at as highlight plays. No matter if it's a tip pick, you were beat on a play, the dude falls to the ground, ball pops up, you get two or three of those. Oh yeah, he's a good guy. He got three picks. Like, you were beat. But it's like, for me, it's like I haven't been in those predicaments. I haven't gotten any tip picks. I haven't got all those opportunities that I feel like a lot of people get in the league. And I feel like also, too, being on, in a sense, a losing team, people all, like, look down on everything that you do individually. It's just kind of, oh, the Bears are just a shit show, or the Bears are this, the Bears are that. So it's like it's hard to gain popularity votes when there's so much negativity surrounding from the outside in.
That's our guy.
That is your guy.
He's the best.
Yeah, he really is great.
Right? I mean, like, he's self-aware. He knows how it works. Damn right it's a popularity contest. You need the highlights.
I like that he also said, like, I wonder if that was a correction or if he also wanted to make mention that he's a Pro Bowl caliber person. He was like, I'm a Pro Bowl caliber person and player.
Oh, man.
Well, I hear he's on at 5 o'clock, so you guys can follow up on what we missed. Yes.
We'll ask him. That is a spectacular answer. And I like the... Other people might say the Bears are a bleep show. Not that I'm saying it. I would never say such a thing, but other people might say the Bears are a bleep show.
Exactly. And then I thought
the Bears are just a shit show, or the Bears are this, the Bears are that.
Oh, man.
God, I'm so glad I remembered the bleep. I was so close to letting that be played just now. But you guys would have probably gotten it, right?
We would have had to dump it.
But anyway, here is one more from Jalen Johnson, because of course we had the required reporter asking, what are you going to do during the bye week? And I thought Jalen Johnson had the best answer to that question as well.
I mean, the way I look at it is I can't lose on a bye week, so I mean, I get to go 1-0 this week. I'm happy about that, happy about winning something, being able to just, like I said, go back home, being off, relaxing, just gaining the edge mentally.
It's awesome. 1-0.
Yeah, he's not losing this week.
No, he's not.
He's not losing this week. That's usually our joke. Well, the Bears aren't going to lose this week. We know that for sure.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Jalen beat us to the punch on that.
Yeah, the other thing we like to say is, remember, you don't have to tell your significant other that it's a bye week if they don't know. Like, if they'd usually leave you in the house to watch football, you can go ahead and pretend that's still the case.
Oh, man. That's scandalous, dude. That's scandalous.
Yeah. What else? What else we got, Groats? Alex Leatherwood going to be a starting right tackle? He was part of the rotation yesterday.
The possibility was left open today by Matt Eberflus. You know, he said that last night he said it was a very premeditated rotation, but was asked, hey, I think the question was posed to him, and this is the truth. I think, like, hey, Riley Reiff might be the better option at right tackle right now. He might be the more effective player, but would it behoove you guys to put Alex Leatherwood in for the rest of, or at least, you know, see what he can do in a complete game? And, yeah, I will say Matt Eberflus was receptive to that possibility. I mean, he went back to the whole, you know, anything is possible, but just getting to know Matt a little bit and seeing the way he answered the question, I think that that is a possibility that maybe after the bye, you'll see the rotation continue, but I do think I'd be surprised, actually, Speaks, if we don't see a Leatherwood get. Let's see what you can do at right tackle for a whole game.
What other nuggets we got?
As far as the missed extra point, the missed field goal by Cairo Santos, I asked about that, and a lot of times you'll hear that there was a system breakdown, and he basically said that everything was fine. It's on Cairo Santos. He needed to make those kicks, so that was on Cairo. David Montgomery sadly shared with us that he is going to be spending time with his 7-year-old nephew over the bye week, who was recently diagnosed with leukemia. So that was a little heartbreaking moment during his press conference. Eberflus, no, that's the Leatherwood thing. We just talked about that. Last nugget, guys. I have been told by a source that Uber Eats gave Justin Fields a very nice credit to his account after he had, I'm sure you guys talked about this, after he had expressed a little bit of disappointment in his order from Uber Eats. So that's what my source tells me, that he has been taken care of and that he's a happy man in that regard.
It would be smart of them to reach out, make him happy, and also work out some sort of promotional arrangement and commandeer the QB1.
Oh, they did. Yeah, he put a tweet out there, and they're like, whoa, call him now. Get his number and get your money back and get a little bit of credit. So
it just makes me happy when the guys who are probably going to make a few hundred million in lifetime earnings get the free credit because they lost the delivery.
Hey, man.
It's like the Oscar presenter getting like $80,000 worth of gift baskets.
We all want what we have coming to us. I don't fault the man. Sometimes you got to use your power.
Oh, hey, I don't fault him. It's great. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, one sideline question.
Yeah, sure,
Bears. You see Luke Getsy running over and screaming for a timeout just before the EQ St. Brown aborted pass on the end around the first quarter. He's not allowed to ask for a timeout nor have it granted by rule in the NFL. I don't know if you saw that, if you were anywhere near it, but I'm curious whether Eberflus was also calling timeout or a player on the field. That's who's allowed to ask for one.
I did not see that, unfortunately. Okay. So I don't know if simultaneously Eberflus was like, back, get back. I got this. Put your hands down. I got this.
That's exactly what I'm wondering.
And unfortunately, with the bye week, it's still an askable question, but it's going to feel like a long time once next Wednesday rolls around. And I guess that's the last nugget too, guys. The Bears are off. They're out of here. They're gone. I've seen cars zipping out of here. Everybody comes back on Monday.
Wow.
Monday. All right.
Monday's the day. That's what we were just told, that Monday is the first day that they're back and that we are back here at House Hall, gents.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.